I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The tragic events of the past week reminded many Americans that there's a lot yet to be done to address racism and divisions in this country. But here's one detail from last week that also sticks with me. The robot police in Dallas used to kill the suspected shooter. We've heard about robots that dispose of bombs, but this robot, we understand, actually deployed a bomb near the shooter and killed him. Journalist Cyrus Farivar writes about technology for the Ars Technica online blog. So you've been speaking with experts who believe this is the first time a robot-delivered bomb was used to take out an active shooter by law enforcement, at least in the U.S. What have you learned, Cyrus?
Yes, that's right. This robot that was deployed against this suspect was, in fact, a bomb disposal robot that was equipped with explosives. You know, they attached some C4 explosive to the robot and sent it over to the shooter with the purpose of killing him.
What do you find most intriguing about all this, Cyrus?
To me, as somebody who's looked at the use of military technology, of law enforcement technology, it's yet another example of what is often called the green to blue pipeline, right? For years, we've been talking about how there are many types of military weapons that are now entering local street level law enforcement. And that ranges from surveillance technology to drones. You know, the county in which I live, Alameda County in California, has police drones that they use on a pretty regular basis. So, you know, now we're entering a world where not only do cops have bomb disposal robots because they are worried about bomb situations, but they're in fact employing some tactics that were, I think, pioneered by American forces in Iraq and Afghanistan to turn those robots into bomb delivering devices.
Now, this is partly a story about high-tech military technology developed after 9/11. There is a program the Pentagon has to reuse military surplus within U.S. police departments, but I gather Dallas got this robot like just 2 months ago, right? And it was new?
So you're talking about what's called the 1033 program. And this is, I think, a lot of Americans in the wake of Ferguson are a little bit shocked to discover that in many cases, small town police departments have repurposed military surplus equipment, such as a, you know, armored personnel carrier, such as a vehicle that's called a Bearcat, you know, other types of large scale equipment that often seem out of place in small town America. In this case, yes, the Dallas Police Department appears to have acquired 3 bomb disposal robots just today. The Dallas Police Department has said that this robot was manufactured by Northrop Grumman, which, you know, manufactures lots of these types of bomb disposal robots. And so it's interesting to me that we're now entering a world where it's not inconceivable that what a company like Northrop Grumman that historically had been selling just to the U.S. military and other militaries around the world might be now interested in selling directly to domestic law enforcement. I think it's also worth noting that, you know, the Dallas police chief has said they had run out of options, right? By the time that they deployed this robot bomb, 5 officers had already been killed. More had been injured. Civilians had been injured. I think they were genuinely afraid that if they sent more officers to confront this guy, that they themselves would be injured, adding to the sort of chaos of that situation. And so while I think that it's disturbing and gives us pause, and I think the real question that we have to think about here is, what does this look like the next time that a police department wants to do this? You know, should there be policies or should there be regulations or rules or standard practices under which, you know, a law enforcement agency would deliver a bomb to kill somebody?
I mean, you're absolutely right, Cyrus. It does give us pause. And I'm just wondering, after you spoke with the experts, did they tell you whether they felt like there's been sufficient discussion about using bomb deploying robots? Because honestly, it sounds like the ground version of a drone.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. And, you know, it's important to remember that in this particular instance, we had a remote controlled robot, right? This robot was not autonomous. It was not making decisions on its own. It was being controlled by somebody who was, you know, some distance away, much in the same way that, you know, aerial drones flying over Afghanistan or Yemen or wherever, you know, are piloted by American military personnel in Europe or in the U.S. But you sort of have to wonder, like, it's not that far off where we could, you know, enter a world where these types of ground robots, ground drones, could become autonomous.
Does this all suggest that U.S. police departments are at least neck and neck with the Pentagon and possibly ahead of it in terms of technology?
I don't know about neck and neck. I mean, I think that police in America are struggling with how to figure out, you know, what are the best tools to defeat bad guys? Obviously, there are different kinds of rules and different kinds of, you know, the Constitution, for one, plays into effect in the U.S. in ways that it does not abroad. So I think that, you know, as a society, we just have to really ask ourselves if we want our local cops to engage in this type of tactic. You know, I think we should all be very clear how these things get deployed.
Cyrus Farivar, who writes about technology for Ars Technica, thanks very much.
My pleasure.